This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli forces rescued a hostage found alone underground in Gaza, freeing a living captive from Hamas's vast tunnel network for the first time since the October 7th attack that ignited the war. The 52-year-old Israeli man was taken Tuesday to a hospital in Israel where members of his large Arab family gathered around his bedside in a joyful reunion. The rescue brought a rare moment of relief to Israelis after a 10-month war, but also served as a painful reminder that dozens of hostages are still in captivity as international mediators try to broker a ceasefire in which they would be released. U.S. President Joe Biden's top Middle East advisor on Tuesday held talks in Doha with senior Qatari leaders on the ongoing efforts to complete the ceasefire and hostage deal between Israel and Hamas. That's according to a U.S. official who was not authorized to comment publicly on the matter. White House senior advisor Brett McGurk's talks with Prime Minister and Foreign Affairs Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin al-Thani came after the Prime Minister's Monday visit to Tehran to meet with Iran's president. Working-level negotiations on a Gaza ceasefire deal are expected to resume in Doha on Wednesday. Russia has fired dozens of missiles and drones across Ukraine for a second day. Ukraine's president says some were shot down by Western-supplied F-16 fighter jets before they reached their targets. It is the apparent first use by Ukraine of the F-16s to shoot down a missile. The Russian onslaught killed five people and destroyed some critical infrastructure in multiple regions. That has prolonged power outages and sweltering heat. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has renewed calls for the U.S. to lift restrictions and let Ukraine strike deep inside Russia.